Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 112, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. May I lovingly encourage you to read the Holy Word of God each day and believe it. Believe your Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. When Nebuchadnezzar failed to recognize that the power was God's and not his own, he became arrogant and proud. God then humbled him and stripped him of his throne while he lived like an animal with the wild asses or donkeys. Through this discipline, Nebuchadnezzar came to recognize the greatness of God's authority. Though the facts of Nebuchadnezzar's 7-year insanity may have been hidden from the populace, they were known by the royal family. Dear friends, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it, and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and get it saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6